Good morning and welcome to Morning Devotions with Rosebank Union Church. It's great to be with you for the next few minutes. My name is Gerard Venter. I'm the pastor of discipleship and training at Rosebank Union Church. Today I'm going to share with you a second in a series, something I started last week when we talked about the church and what the church is about. Last week we talked about the church's role in serving its community, and I had Louise Cameron here telling us more about ROSAC, which is a ministry of our church in helping and assisting children in Alexandra with their schoolwork. It's a Saturday school, and again, I want to invite you, if you want more information about that, to be in touch with our church. But today, I want to focus on the church's role in serving or worshiping God. But before we do, I want to invite you to listen with me to Matt Redman as he sings from his album, The Songs of Matt Redman, Volume 1, the title or the song, Blessed Be Your Name, which is one of the roles of the church, is to bless God and to worship Him. Matt Redman sings, Blessed Be the Name of the Lord. And I believe it's one of the purposes of the church is to bless the name, or to put it differently, to worship the Lord, to praise His name. I often get the question, people ask me, what is the church about? Well, last week we looked at the fact that the church is about serving its community. Today, I want to look at the fact that the church is here to serve God. And that is the primary role and the function of the church. God created the world, and He created mankind in His own image. His goal with that was for us to reflect the glory of God, to reflect His image, and to worship Him. As humans, our nature is one of sin, and we don't always get this right. In fact, we don't get it right. But that is why Jesus came into this world, sent by God, to recreate human beings in the image of God, so that we can reflect the image of God. But once a person comes to know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, that person is added to the church or given to the church by God and the Holy Spirit, baptized into the body of Jesus Christ, so that together as a church we may reflect the image of God and we may worship God in the way it should be done. In the Bible we read the following. Let me share this with you from Ephesians chapter 3, verses 20 and 21. Now to Him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine, according to His power that is at work within us, to Him be the glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations forever and ever. Amen. Interesting, the words, to Him be glory in the church. It is the church's role to glorify God. Ephesians chapter 3, verses 8 to 12. Paul says, although I am less than the least of all God's people, this grace was given me, namely, to preach to the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ, and to make plain to everyone the administration of this mystery, which for ages past was kept hidden in God, who created all things. His intent was now, through the church, the manifold wisdom of God should be made known to the rulers and authorities in the heavenly realms, according to His eternal purpose, which He accomplished in Christ Jesus our Lord. Again, I want to point out the amazing words that God's intent is that through the church, God's wisdom be made known to the rulers and authorities in the heavenly realms. Colossians chapter 1, verse 17. He, Jesus, is before all things, and in Him, in Jesus, all things hold together. And He is the head of the body, the church. He is the beginning and the firstborn from among the dead, so that in everything He might have the supremacy. Jesus rules the church. Jesus is the head of the church. And the church, therefore, has the obligation to worship God, to serve God by worshiping Him and glorifying Him. These verses include some pretty amazing references to the church and its purpose in this world. And if we really fulfill this purpose, then God will be glorified. God will be honored. There's a variety of ways in which the church worships God. We looked at one last week. We worship God by serving our community. But today I just want to focus on the fact that we also worship God by praising God, by coming together as a church and to live for His glory and to do things for His glory and to worship Him directly. The most obvious way in which we do this is through worship services, primarily on a Sunday, although a worship service can take place any time and in any place, really. At Rosebank Union Church, our goal is to make the services, our worship services on Sundays, God-centered through the singing, the praying, and the preaching of the Word, and through the fellowship of believers as we all come together. And, of course, you are all welcome to these services. And they happen at 8 o'clock on a Sunday morning and 10 o'clock again, which is a repeat of the 8 o'clock service. And then there's another service at 6:30 in the evenings as well. I want to highlight just two things that we do in those services and that churches around the world are doing. The one is listening to the Word of God. The Bible is God's own or God's self-revelation, as we sometimes call it. In Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12, it says, "For the word of God is living and active, sharper than any double-edged sword. It penetrates even to dividing soul and spirit, joints and marrow. It judges the thoughts and the attitudes of the heart." And that really tells us that as we come together to worship God, that one of the primary things we need to do is to focus on the word of God, to allow God's word to speak to us. And therefore, at Rosebank Union Church, and I believe it's true of many churches, most churches around the world, the preaching of the Word of God, the listening to the Word of God, is primary when we come together. Because that's where God speaks to us. That's where we learn about God. That's where God reveals Himself to us. And as we come to know God through His Word, we will be far better equipped to actually worship Him together. So listening to the Word of God or to the Bible being expounded or preached is one primary way in which we worship God when we come together. But the second way in which we do this, is singing God's praises. It's become very customary nowadays to refer to that as our worship time, although I believe it's a very narrow definition. I believe worshiping God is a lot more than simply singing. But yeah, singing and singing the praises of God is an important way in which we worship, which is why when churches come together, the body of Christ comes together, they sing. Here is what we learn from the Bible. In Psalm 9, verses 1 and 2, it says, I will praise you, O Lord, with all my heart. I will tell of all your wonders. I will be glad and rejoice in you. I will sing praise to your name, O Most High. Pretty straightforward, I would say. In fact, there are many, many of the Psalms who teach us how to worship God, and that one of our roles in society as individuals as well as the church is to praise God and to bring Him praises. Paul puts it this way in Ephesians chapter 5. In verse 19 he says, speak to one another with psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs. Sing and make music in your heart to the Lord, always giving thanks to God the Father for everything in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. And so when we come together, our singing is really to bring honor and praise to God. It obviously serves the purpose of encouraging us individually to encourage one another, but primarily the focus in our singing is to worship God, to bring Him praises, to praise Him for who He is. And let me remind you that worship is a response to God. It's not something we work up or we do. It's not just an emotional thing, although emotions come into play for sure. But it is when we get to know God and we understand His greatness, His glory, His power, and His love that we will want to bow before Him and we want to worship Him for who He is. Now, on this Valentine's Day of 2011, I want to appeal to you to respond to God's love for you by accepting His offer of salvation in and through Jesus Christ. And then, as in response to God's love for you, is to love Him. And the best way in which you can love Him is to actually worship Him. Worship Him in song, worshiping Him in prayer, worshiping Him by getting to know Him through His Word. If you need more information, or you'd like to discuss any of what I shared with you today, with us or with me, or any one of the pastors at Rosebank Union Church, please contact our church office. The number is 011-784-6214. 011-784-6214. You can also visit our website, www.rosebankunion.org, if you need more information. Now let's pray together, and I want to lead us in a prayer of praise for God. O God, the Creator of the universe, I praise You today that You are a great God. You are the Creator, and You're also a loving God. And on this Valentine's Day, Lord, we remember that You loved us. You first loved us, and now we want to love You back, Lord, by giving You praise and honor and glory. In Jesus' name, amen. As we conclude, I'd like for us to listen to Matt Redman again singing A Heart of Worship, and listen to the words, because this is the essence of what worship is all about. May the Lord bless you today and every day. I'm sorry, Lord, for the thing I've made.
Much deeper.